Yo, welcome to the Day
One
Podcast.
I'm your host, George Vapen.
It's your boy, Matt.
And I'm Enrique Flores.
And we had our Day One, the person who made our intro, yes, the man, sir. The myth, the legend. We had Sam
Delic
come through.
Yes, and sir.
Enrique, what did we talk about? Let him know.
We just talked about his music and his love for anime. So keep posted and check out the episode.
What's up, guys?
Hey. Yo.
We are here with our good friend, Sam.
Yes. Hi, my name's Sam, everybody. I hail from pretty much, I guess, like the IE. I'm a rapper named Strife. It's nice to meet you, producer himself.
Yep, and he actually is the song who produced a song for our outro. At the end of the video, he produced our song, so we finally got to have here and talk about his talent and his art.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, guys.
That fire-ass beat, y'all hear?
I heard. Yeah, it's me.
This man right here, man.
Hi. Bang, bang.
Hi.
So, tell us about yourself, Sam. Like, what got you to your journey of making music? Let the people know what inspired you to get there.
I think it was more or less like curiosity. Like, how they always say, like, yo, curiosity killed the cat, but I'm not a cat, so it can't kill me if try hard enough. So, what I wanted to do is I got curious, like, I want to try something. How good can I be at it? And not realizing that I come from a musical family.
Okay.
Like, at all. Like, I didn't bother to, like, deal with them because I didn't know they weren't in my life like that. And I had met, like, a group of friends just, like, way later, like, in life. Like 2016, I think.
Okay.
Around that time, I think. It's kind of fuzzy. A lot of weed. Yeah, like, it was like a real typical, like, I would just be bored, rap by myself. I was, like, 16, started getting a little older, met these people, met this group of friends, like, my homie Hill Parker and my homie Wavy Smith, like, those are the
shout
two
out,
that,
shout out.
Those are the two people that, like, really helped me out there. But, yeah, just my homie Hill Parker just showed me how to make beats, and from then on, I just jumped on it. Took about a year, made 175 beats, and just... From then on, like, took a break and worked on just strictly on rapping, and then got a computer lately. But other than that, it's just, I think from the beginning, it's just been, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Just the love of, like, life and art and, like, and anime kind of turned me towards more hip hop.
Okay.
Just because of, like,
anime, for real?
Yeah. Cause, like, just like me being a kid on the internet, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, oh, like, I like Naruto. I'm gonna go watch a Naruto video. Boom.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, you know, the anime, like, music videos, boom, a hip-hop song would be playing or something. I'm like, oh, this is cool. What is this? And I tried to look, find it, found it out. And then my dad was a DJ, so hip-hop was just around all the time.
Right.
So it was just a thing, I guess, I was born and bound to happen. And I found out I was decent at it and
yeah.
Still here.
I could see, you know, the similarity with anime and hip-hop. I don't know. You guys remember Afro Samurai?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like a lot of that whole like soundtrack throughout that whole anime is like, bro, lit.
It's like,
it's hard.
It's like, or have you ever watched Samurai Champloo? That's made by New Jeppes, and he's like a Japanese, he was a Japanese producer. He was actually born the same day as J Dilla.
Oh,
and
shit.
Him and J Dilla, like, both were born the same day, and I think they, like, I'm not gonna say it because I don't want to be quoted on it because I don't remember, but like they're the same birthday, but yeah, they're like my two biggest inspirations when it comes to anything, really, like making music wise. But I have a lot of aspirations when it comes to music and just art in general, because I appreciate like all aspects of art.
Yeah,
and it helps like feel me and like what I want to bring to, like, what do you want to hear in your ears that you can close your eyes and see vividly and feel what I'm trying to give you.
No doubt.
Yeah, that's what I think. That's art. If you look into it like that, that's really real fucking art, dude. That's beautiful, because you see the passion. There's a passion with you. That's fucking dope.
Yeah, I have this. I don't know. I just have this. I've had a vision ever since I was a little kid. I've always like dreamt of like, just I always had like, I guess like in a way like funny dreams of like me being like on stage for some reason, like people being there. I'm like, what the, like, I don't get where that comes from.
Yeah.
And as I got older and realized, like, I started making music and I started performing, I was like, whoa, like that dream that I had when I was a little kid, like this is what this is, like, and it's slowly becoming more of a reality. And it's
right.
Like I can keep growing, like I carry on with like I guess following my dreams, but trying to like solidify them more deeply and hold it down.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think it's the will of the fire from the village, dude.
Oh god. The will of my Aries fire, bro.
Are you working on any albums right now?
I have my next anything I'm dropping is gonna be on like all major platforms and stuff. So
okay.
Like I have a single coming out with my buddy Wavy Smith actually. It's called Nintendo Switch. We're just waiting for my buddy to finish the artwork and then I'm gonna just drop it in. It'll just be on like everything.
Hell yeah.
I don't have like an exact date yet because I'm just waiting on the artwork to be done, but I have other projects like in the works. Like I've been working on like my own solo project, all my beats that I've been accumulating for myself, working on the ones that I especially like, and taking the time to write to them and just trying to find the time to like really sit and like think about like how I want to explain my life, I guess, in a way, because it's been, you know, been a crazy one. So
No doubt.
I just want to give the world something they can
relate to
and just not feel alone.
Right. And that's what a lot of people go to, like, for music, you know, like, it's a lot of people go to music to feel that because they can still relate to that person. So it's a great thing. It's like a therapeutic, it could be even therapeutic for some people. A lot of people, like, I listen to music, it fucking chills me out. I like music is a great thing to listen to. I'd listen to it every day, all day, you know. It's just,
I can't think of a time I don't listen to music.
There's always something that like fits your mood, you know what I mean? Like,
true.
Right.
Like if you're trying to turn up, it's like, bro, I'm about to turn on some Too Short or something, you know what I mean?
That's true.
And it's like if I'm just trying to chill, it's like I'll mess with like some old school like R&B or something.
Bro,
you know what I mean?
my like favorite song lately, we always slap all the time. It's a remix of Sade. It's a Sade
Oh, it's a Sade?
Yeah, track? It's a Sade track, but it's by the Neptunes. They remixed the song.
Oh, for real?
It's so fire, bro. And
damn.
It's so good, but it's like one of my favorite songs now just to sit and listen to and just like listen. Like, I mean, it doesn't have to be doing anything. I just be like laying there staring at the ceiling and I'm just like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Sade. touch my feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Who are some of your favorite like music artists?
Right now, currently, I'd have to say like, I give it for like, Playboi Carti. I like Ethereal. Earl Sweatshirt's a really big influence on me. Mac Miller was like the definite like
recipe.
I was RP. That's my favorite rapper. That's like basically like I guess like my rap hero for me, because he was like just a random ass person that pulled up and was like that kind of like that's that how like how I, yeah that did it like that's how I like think about it. It's like, you know, if he can do something and it's not that hard, like I can do the same shit, like, so him and like Earl really show me like how to like work on how to like just say what I want to say perfectly. That and like other artists like in New York called like Mike and like Ade Hakim, that's his name now, and then like Mavi and like all other people like, or like West Side Gun and like Conway and the Machine.
West Side Gun, damn.
Griselda. But yeah, that him, like the God of Fahim, Mac Hami, man, that feels great. Obviously like Action Bronson, people like that, like Pharrell's music, Nerd, like Wiz Khalifa, Currency is like one of my favorite rappers.
Larry June
and Currency, like those are my go-tos, like anytime, like, and then Don Toliver is one of my favorites right now too. Obviously, you know, I gotta go to the main three heads of like new age, you know, Cole, Kendrick and Drake and all them. I grew up listening to all them, so I can't say that they don't influence me.
Yeah.
Like if anything, J. Cole's probably like my reason why I really wanted to like sit there and like say rap, like rap, because he was able to explain how I guess how I felt. And then I was like, damn. And how I like learned how to rap, I started like doing stuff like that, and then I learned how to just kind of find my own like just lane.
Find your own sound, you
so,
know.
But like I've gotten like obviously all the dumb comparisons, like, oh, you sound like so-and-so, but like people are just like, you know, but it's cool because it's like, yeah, because those are people that inspire me. And
yeah, people are always gonna compare though.
That's it's not even bad though. I don't even care. It's just it's cool though, because I'm glad that you kind of get like some of that aspect, because I know a part of you is always like, no, like I don't know how to explain that, but it's like a part of me is
it's more like a compliment,
and yeah,
because they're comparing you to someone that's already like so like that influenced you,
yeah,
and like, you know,
like, oh, yeah. Yeah, if I can be like someone, not even compare, but like to be like, oh yeah, like, you know, you sound like this person, like, cool, like I'm not trying to do that, but hey, I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
I'm moving the right steps. So just gotta keep it going.
Right, exactly.
Was there a time ever that you felt like you like
talking to the mic, man? What the fuck, bro? You're acting like you've never done this.
We are high as fuck.
He always acts like he's never done this before.
Was there a time that you ever like wanted to stop? Like you just felt like you couldn't like handle the pressure of like having to be consistent, kind of.
I mean, in a way, yeah. I mean, I think when I first started, because it was like, I'm so like, I know I'm good, and I'm like this hungry young person, and I want to do this super bad, but I'm in like a city and I'm living with my friends like by ourselves, and we're like 18, and like I don't, you know, I used to live in like Eastville and like Chino and Ontario, and now I'm over here all the way in Marina Valley by myself with my friends.
Yeah.
So it was like, at some points, like yeah, when times got hard and like. Just certain things like wouldn't happen for all of us. Like there'd be times where we all like were to sit down and like, all right, let's make some stuff. And then like one person would get frustrated and like, no, I don't want to do this no more. And everyone else was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, all right, cool. Like, so there's times where just like, I think it was just sitting there and trying to like, trying to figure out why you don't feel like good enough or why can I like improve or why, like, why can't I get here? But I think it came across like one time for like a week where I was just like, I can't do this no more. I'm done. I just got focused on getting my paper, doing my shit, and then maybe I'll come back to this if I really want to. I don't know. And then, like, 1 week later, I was like, man, fuck that shit. I'm gonna wrap my ass up.
Right. Yeah.
Other than that, I've just been like, nah, I'm just keep going. Like, it gets hard. Times get tough. I don't get, you know, especially right now, I can't, like, perform anywhere really. So now it's, like, a time for me to just put as much as I can out. So I've just been working on my skills and just trying to make quality sounds.
That's our goal. Our goal is to create eventually create our own events.
See, that's fine.
And have local like IE artists.
Yeah, like, we want to do that
so we could like perform and like bring up the IE. Like bring the, like, you know how LA has a scene. We want to create
one for IE, man.
Yeah. It's like how like some sessions be having like musical guests and stuff.
Yeah,
right.
Like
right,
that.
Exactly.
But like I know what you guys mean. I know exactly what you mean. But I feel that because I feel like bringing the community together really is like it's a perfect way to get everything happening, because we need to be together. That's really all it's about at this point. Yeah, especially man. Now, bro,
crazy right now. Bro,
we can't be any color less than my white Mexican cousin over here.
For real.
He's a bean.
Like, yeah, my mom is light skinned as fuck, but doesn't know English. Bro.
I know.
She's like, yeah, you know my mom.
You look at her, nicest lady ever.
Yeah, dude. We gotta unite together. But that's the point. It's just like we want to play all the music we can. Like we like, because we like it all. We all like to listen to. We like hip hop, rap, techno.
Oh, bro, yes. I grew up with house music. My
rock,
mom.
Yeah.
House all music is like. So I think funny, like, cause I make like I guess like ambient like trap type music.
Yeah.
I guess in a way like or like progressive type music, but it's like I got that. Like I have those like break like I have those like sequences how like house music. Like drum sequences will be from like a song, and I'll like use that and I'll map it in my head and like put it on the thing, and it'll sound like
nice.
It's my shit.
Yeah,
too.
My mom's all she listened to was just house music.
Oh, for real?
House music and trance music, and I love and deep house. That's like I love deep house.
Oh, same.
That shit's crazy.
That's crazy that your mom was to that shit. She used to rave hardcore back in the day?
Yeah. She used to tell me don't go to raves at bad places with bad people. And I was like, I want to go to one so bad.
Have you gone to one?
No.
You haven't gone
I've never been to one, dude. The only one I guess I kind of went to, I went to a 420 fest at the Blasio in LA one time. Wow. With my older sister.
It's not the same at all.
It's not the same at all, but it was like, you know, I guess the environment. It was like, oh, like this is cool. It's fun, you know, had a good time.
Yeah.
It's chilling. I used to give light shows back in the day. It used to be really good.
It's pretty fun to go with the right people for sure and the right intentions.
Just
go, like, if you're gonna be fucked up, just go there with the right people that you're gonna be fucked up with, and just don't worry about shit. Just
I just wanna go
and just dance.
Get kind of drunk, dance, smoke a little weed.
That's all you gotta do.
Might start shuffling one time. I don't know what's
music,
gonna happen,
bro. You know,
like that Russian kid in the club.
Yeah,
hold on, wait, I got my glasses.
Oh yeah, yeah, that little kid.
Oh no.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. I love music. Like, music has always been something that touches me deep. Like, my favorite band is Pink Floyd. That's like...
Okay.
That's like
that's
my...
That's a good choice right
there. My favorite.
If I ever inject heroin, that's...
I'm ODing to Pink Floyd.
Yeah, exactly.
Seen it right now.
Well,
on record.
You already did meth, bro, so I mean...
Yeah, but...
That's what happens when you accidentally do a bad batch of cocaine. when the the Mexican homie Joey comes through, don't say no. I'm being serious. If you're watching this, Joey, no.
Oh, hey, he didn't know, okay?
He knows. That's $20 a gram. Hell no. I stepped on shit out of here.
I didn't know, bro. I didn't know. I swear.
So he's like, what's in me? With this whole like coronavirus shit going on, man, in the world, I'm gonna be real with you. I think I'm starting to see more artists drop like way more music. Like, the quality of the music, I feel like, has been, like, really good this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, compared to, like, other years.
Well, because they're not touring.
Huh?
Because they're not touring.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
A lot of them, like, were probably making music as a tour. So it's a little bit like they're tired and shit. So now it's just full focus of just dropping
music.
You know
what it is? It's just, like, the wave of how I've seen it. Like, people like Adam22 and, like, other artists have talked about, like, trap music has been, like, the thing for the longest time. Like, yeah. Upbeat, melodic, fast-paced music that you can just like have a good time to all the time. Why? Because we're always outside having a good time.
Yeah.
Now that we're all inside, all the music like I like to make it like that interpersonal, where I can see you give you kind of like a story almost, or just give you pieces of something to reflect on.
Yeah.
And like sit and listen to, and like have like old samples that I like to go and get, flip, and then and do all those like crazy like little effects to make it sound how I want to sound, and for you to be like, wow, that's crazy, like.
Yeah.
Like music like that right now is what's low key in, and it's crazy because I was like, wow, I've been waiting for this to happen, because now it's like for me to push music like that, it's gonna help me like personally, oh, yeah, no me doubt. And my homies and shit, because that's what we like deeply.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be like everyone's gonna be like, damn, like what the fuck, like all the homies are gonna be like, oh bro, you know how to rap, and I'm like, yeah, you're like, where you been, like where the fuck you been?
Stop I'm sleeping.
Yeah, like this I'm Strife. What's up? Like that's it. Like it's a done deal. The game is going to be taken over. Just kidding. But nah, man. But it's just that's I think that's where it's kind of heading towards. And I feel like the giving more of your soul to people is what right now, especially in the times of just can't really do anything. You're always by yourself, or you're with people that you want to be around and stuff like that. And listening to music that people can be like reflect on and help get through whatever it is.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
And take advantage of that.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Take advantage of it, bro. Yeah. Don't be good.
Ever since, like, just, like, certain thing that happened to me, like, last year, music has been, like, I needed to really, like, be able to, like, go and push and talk about it. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best. Spread your own fucking marketing. Do your own marketing. Fucking right. Do stickers. Fucking slap that shit everywhere. Fucking do it.
Hell yeah.
Because that's what we do, man. Like we're trying to share our shit too, you know? So like it's kind of like this is our
like
art.
Yeah, this is us like helping each other and like doing that's why I was glad you guys like pull up, and I was like, all right, tight.
I'm yeah, down, bro, pull up whenever, man.
Yeah, because that's our platform, because we're trying to like give a voice to like the local leaders. That's like putting it professionally said, you know, like trying, because we all have our own dream. We're all the leaders of our own dream. And we want to share it, and we all like want to give a voice to someone that because we all have a plan, and that sometimes we just don't have a voice or a platform, and that's what we're trying to give to the people.
Yeah, I feel you. And it's funny because it's crazy that like I think about it like how I'm a person that goes and raps and like tells stories and like stands up for like people and shit. And I was like, damn, I don't know, I was for the people. I'm out here like really. I never thought about it like that until like as I started getting a little older and realizing like. I'm out here like trying to do this for everybody else too, not just me. And I've always felt like that as a kid. Like,
hell yeah.
I've always wanted to just be a person to be able to do something for everybody, because I appreciate everybody just for even giving me
the opportunity.
Like, opportunity, or just even being like, oh, what's up, bro? You're cool.
Showing
like,
the love. Cool, thanks. Yeah.
So I don't know. I just always been a very appreciative person.
No, that's a good thing. It gets you far being appreciative. People see that and notice that, you know, like. Some people take it for granted, but there's always people like that for sure. And no matter where you go in life, but be appreciative. Don't let that. It sucks because people who you get to take advantage of, they start losing that and start becoming like losing their personality.
Yeah.
And it sucks because sometimes they were such beautiful people. And then now you like, but don't lose that, because it's just those people will bring it down, and that's their purpose to bring it down.
I feel like what helps me in a funny way that kind of like just push through like anything, I read like a lot of manga. Nice. So, like, I just love anime and stuff like that, just because they're, like, in-depth stories with pictures, because I don't like a lot of words, but I like getting to the point and showing me cool shit, but nah, like, a lot of the stuff that I've always read, like, has a lot of deep, like, meanings, like, stuff like Berserk and like Monster. Those are good ones. And like Naruto was actually like, man, that was my childhood. That's my shit. Naruto? I love it. Yeah, Naruto.
I just started watching it, dude. Like, and I'm fucking like, I'm right where they're fighting Obito and like in the fourth war and shit. And I was just like,
that's my favorite character.
And then the fourth character, the fourth original Hokage, the first one, three and four, and it popped up. I was like, ah! I was just losing my shit.
Dude, shut up.
This is gonna be sick as fuck.
He was like, "Sabai,
dude, it was fucking
go off,
dude, let's go." Yeah, dude, I was like literally like jumping up and down like a kid. I was like, oh.
That was
like 3 days ago.
That's me. That's literally me every time I'm reading something. Like, I just like finished this one manga called Sunken Rock. It's like a seinen, so it's more like I guess like adult friendly or something. Like, how to say it? I don't know how to say it. Yeah, they actually do. They do. They show that and like people actually getting killed and stuff. Like, and not like in the other ones where like though it's kind of like cartoony, playfulish. Yeah. It's like real like life stuff and. I don't know, like it's real good because it was just about like a dude who everything he did was for a girl basically, but he accidentally became a leader of a mafia group and then became like the biggest mafia leader of like in the world off of just one dream of just wanting to protect the weak, and that's it, and just do right and to be a good boss, that's it. And he became like the best for like no reason. He was just some random Japanese dude that went to Korea to be a police officer because a girl that he liked was going to do that.
Yeah.
And it never happened, so he accidentally became the exact thing she hated. And then, yeah.
Did he kill her?
Can't tell.
You don't have to read it. It's good.
That's fucked up, dude.
I know.
what's your routine like, you know, when you're making music? Like,
do you have a ritual? Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I kind of do. It depends on like my, obviously it depends on the mood really. Sometimes I'll just kind of be like sitting there and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just jump on, you know, like just look through like what I have and try to find whatever I can play with. Or like there's like a comic or I'll be sitting there watching like a movie and I'm like, wait, oh shit, that sound reminded me of a movie or like a song that I heard from like me being a kid with my mom or somebody in the car or my grandma, like an oldie song.
Yeah.
Boom, look it up. Go. I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna try to flip this. I'm gonna try to sample this. Now, like, I rearrange everything in my head, and then just from there on, like, or I just get like super blown instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then from then on, just then the magic happens. I feel like, to be honest, that's like a cheat code because it's like my creative flow just like appears for like no reason, but it's always there. Like, I'm always like in a creative mood. I feel like I've always gotten. I think I like read a little bit. Sometimes I'll try to play some video games.
Wait, you said smoking weed is a cheat code to get for the creative part?
Yeah,
it is,
bro. Like, I swear, like I can sit there and I'm so relaxed where I'm like, I know exactly what I want to do, and I'm not gonna sit here and hesitate trying to do what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm just gonna do it, and then when I slowly start to come down from the high, I can go and do like all the little details. I'm like, okay, this is perfect. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. It's weird, but. Yeah, I guess my routine's really just like sometimes I'll smoke, just kick it for a little bit, listen to music. I'll probably play some video games maybe. I like RPGs and stuff like that, so like Final Fantasy. I've been playing Chrono Trigger a lot lately. That's crazy. It's good. But yeah, just listening to music, reading manga or watching anime, and then really I don't know. I have like a strange like way of how I do things, but it like comes out how exactly I picture it in my head. So it's good. The routine's real simple. It's either smoke a little joint, take some time to yourself, meditate.
Yeah, it's like a similar ritual we have here.
Take a moment after taking a dab.
Yeah,
sit down.
Yeah.
Smoke some weed, take a beer, and like, all right, now we're
all right. Let's
yeah,
get
like
work.
When you're like ready and cozy, like yeah. That's literally what. That's all it is. Like when I'm just nice and like.
Because we don't want to feel it forced and tense. You know what I mean? Because we're like, all right, let's get this shit over with. Like we just want to like want to be comfortable and like do it. Like have a conversation and it, sometimes it's short, sometimes it's long.
Yeah,
that's what she said.
Oh, shut up, Mister No Cums.
Oh, damn.
Wait,
what's short and long though? The time or the shaft? Huh? Or is it both?
Oh, he's asking the time or the shaft.
Time or the shaft. Dude, I don't know. She never asked all
that. I'm both. I'm both, man.
I'm plead the fifth.
But good thing I found a faithful woman, you know? I think she's faithful.
I got baby girl right there. doing her thing, being a person, being cute.
Nice. Leave my dog alone.
He's like, pretty lady.
Nah, he loves getting pets, dude. Especially because we just got the puppy, like a husky German Shepherd, and like all our attention is for the puppy because he's not trained at all or anything. And he's super hyperactive compared to this guy. So I have to like pay a lot of attention. So that's why I bring it out with me without the dog, for he could get the attention. He loves
BMO's
it.
BMO's like a stoner.
Yeah, he is. He doesn't like smoking weed, but he's a stoner dog.
He's just like,
We're laying on the TV. We're laying down. He wants to lay down all the time. And he'll like wait until the last minute he wants to go to the restroom. He'll let us know, like bark at us, like, "Hey, motherfucker, you guys are being too lazy. Take me out."
He's like, "Please stop watching Naruto outside."
Bro, I don't even realize that. I'll be binge watching the shit out of that, like, for sure.
You heard Rasengan over 30 times in 2 hours?
Yeah, exactly. I feel like, dude, why are you doing the same move, bro? I was like, I just realized.
It works. You can't beat the Rasengan. Wind apparently is the most powerful thing next to fire.
Russian Shuriken.
Oh,
that shit was dope. That's where I'm at, dude.
It's good times. Good times.
What's your favorite anime?
One Piece.
One Piece?
Yeah.
One Piece. That's the one. I have that next on my checkbook.
Are you caught up on it?
Yeah.
Oh, because that shit's still going, right?
Yeah. It's almost to 1,000 chapters.
Yeah, exactly.
It's going, bro. It's so good, though. It's literally the most consistent story that, like, you literally keeps you, like, wanting to read. Yeah. The beginning for sure, like any anime is mad slow, especially that one, because it's just island.
Teaching you about all the fruits and all that stuff. Yeah.
Did you watch that one, Matt?
I started watching it when I was younger.
I haven't started it yet.
No, I have not. I'm not caught up.
It's my shit.
For me, I can't watch multiple animes. I need to finish.
No, that one was like save for last, like for like. Until you're ready to like not watch anything else for the rest of your life,
because it's that long, huh?
Well, there's that, and then like they have mad fillers, so I always recommend people just reading it, just because it takes less time, and like chapters in there are like 15.
Naruto's the same
20.
Shit, but that pissed me off. I fucking skipped it.
No, Naruto is the king of fillers. Naruto has just as much fillers as does episodes, and it's fucked up, and it should not be like that at all.
No, dude, I'd fucking be mad. I was like, dude, I literally just watched this episode.
It's like Dragon Ball Z.
yeah, Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z was like 4 episodes of Goku screaming. And then Super Saiyan.
And then the fight.
I still love that shit. Later. I still love it.
And then yelling at Frieza, I'm like, you idiot.
I still love it. That's one of my favorites so far right now. And I'm loving Naruto so far. Do you ever watch Attack of the Titans?
Okay, like so. I'm going to tell you something.
No.
I gave up on super hard. It took too long to get to the point, and it went exactly how I thought it was going to go in my head, and I don't like when I like can sit there and like predict like what the fuck's going to happen, especially because of how I was like, why do I feel like, you know, certain people are going to be a part of this? Why do I feel like it's going to be like the royal family or something? But what do I know? Like, they took like 4 or 5 years to get to like 100 chapters, and they barely get to like back to Aaron's house at that time. And it's like, bro, what the fuck? And then he learns that his dad was like a scientist learning how to like make Titan serum.
See, for me, it was the opposite. For me, I think I was going to guess that it would happen and it would throw me off. That's why I liked it. That's because I was like, because I'm pretty good, I guess, and shit. And I guess you're not for this one. So it threw me off and I was like, what the fuck? And that's why me and my lady got hooked on it. I thought it was pretty cool, personally.
I'm not going to downplay it, because like, I know people that like it, you like it, and I'm not going to sit here and be like, fuck you.
No,
I don't care. But like, I think the one that really got me twists and turns was like a monster. That one's like murder mystery, regular. There's no like superpowers or anything. It's just like a normal. It's about like a doctor who saved the wrong person, and his life ended up going terrible for him, and ended up being him like the leading suspect to like a murder, and he's just on the run the whole time to like clear his name, because the person he saved is the person that murdered those people. And like, that's the whole thing. So it's like twist after twist after twist after twist. So it's like suspense, and like, it's good. It's great. I love it. It's like, that's that one next to One Piece are like my two personal like favorites. Like anything, One Piece isn't done, but that's like my favorite ongoing. But like when anything completed, it's Monster is like my favorite of all time.
It's short, huh?
Yeah, it's really short. Yeah. It's good. It's great.
It sounds like one of those short ass animes, man.
It's super good. The manga was really good. I watched the anime. It's great.
Have you seen Parasite?
Yeah, that one's
good. That was my favorite.
That one's
bro.
Good. My favorite, one of my personal favorites is Yu Yu Hakusho.
That's some old school shit, though, bro. Yu Yu Hakusho is old, bro.
Spirit Gun, bro. That's my shit. That and like Hunter x Hunter. All those like that. Since I like basketball stuff, I like basketball anime. I'm one of those people. I like sports animes.
Basketball anime.
Hey, like
there's
like,
basketball anime,
dude. Yeah, so fire, bro. What the fuck? So fire. Yeah. Like Kuroko no Basket, fire. That's like people with superpowers playing basketball. Fire. You got people shooting full court threes and shit. Bro. Motherfuckers got like vanishing drives. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, and then
niggas is getting dunked on, and nuts is like going all over the face,
yeah, like
bro.
Forehead. Like, you getting crazy. like you can't see no more, bro. <That's wild. laughs> You got the coin purse on your eyes, bro. Like, you see his kids, but like, there's that. And then, like, one of my personal favorites is Slam Dunk. Slam Dunk is like a super old one from like the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
And but that one's like, it's I read it, and the way it ends in the anime is like completely different in the manga. But it's so beautiful, bro. It's like one of the, like, it's literally a masterpiece, but it's about basketball, and it's so funny. The team's based off the Bulls.
Oh,
and the That's character like... is based off of Dennis Rodman, and then like his rival is Michael Jordan, basically. So like
Dennis
that's
Rodman, the homie.
Yeah, so like it's like some dude that just was just like a troublemaker at school.
Yeah.
Like some big old Japanese kid with a red pompadour. Like that would go punking people.
Hell yeah.
And fell in love with some random girl, and she liked basketball, so he's like, I'm gonna play basketball.
Damn.
And then he realized, oh shit, I like basketball.
I'm good at this.
Like, he was like, he couldn't really shoot like that, but like, he was like jumping abilities. So like, he was like Dennis Rodman, so he jumped. He's like Vince Carter when he dunks.
Oh shit. Okay.
So he dunking took all, bro. He hit the first time he dunked, he hit his forehead.
Damn.
Backward. So like, but like, yeah, that story's great. It's like one of my personal favorites just because I love basketball. Michael Jordan is one of my personal favorite players. Kobe's my favorite player just ever. But yeah, it's those just simple little things. I don't know. I feel a lot of things influence me as a person, like what I like to talk about, my music, because I like, you know, like basketball, like anime, like, you know, just talking about.
Where can the people find your music at?
SoundCloud for sure. I have it like slash Samadelic. That's like all my handles on all social media.
Oh yeah.
But my rap name is Strife. When I produce, my name is Mulligan, because you know you need those extra shots. Soon, it's gonna be all streaming platforms like Spotify, like iHeartRadio, like Apple Music, everything you can title, probably not, because that's always kind of hard. That's like different, but just stuff like that, all those things. And I got projects coming up. I have a solo project that's gonna be all my own personal stuff, like giving you guys like. Me trying to do what I can to make y'all feel me, like I feel an Alicia Keys song. But that, and then I have like a group project that I want to do with a lot of my friends. So I'm trying to get like this collaborative project that I can do with like all these people that like I personally like love doing music with. Like one of my homies, Astro Black, is actually like very, very talented person that's been making music for like a really long time, and he actually has a good following now. He's talented. He's amazing. If you guys never heard of him, listen to Astro Black for real.
Astro Black?
Astro Black, yeah.
Astro Black.
That's the homie.
Shout out.
Shout out to real. Shout out Astro Black. Shout out to Hill Parker and Wavy Smith. All y'all, like all the homies. All them, I have a project actually with my homie Wavy Smith going to be coming out soon.
Yeah. Nice.
So I have that. And then I think I mentioned it earlier, I have the single with him too, swaying on the artwork and all that.
Hell yeah.
But other than that, it's just been a grind. Still, you know, living my life, just trying to get my paper.
Yes, sir.
Get my shit handled. Being an adult.
Yeah, man.
But also being a kid.
Y'all got anything else?
I think I'm good. Do you have anything else you want to plug in?
I don't think so.
Well, how about we drop that freestyle there?
I'm down.
This is the first ever day one freestyle.
Yo,
3 hour freestyle coming. 3 hour freestyle.
Boom, clock. check me out. Yo, hey, I say, I pull up on the scene. No one ever had to go and see me. I said I fall up in your dreams like Freddy Krueger. I'm a nightmare. I have to go and fight fair every time we have to pair hands. I just wanna go and give it to your bare hands. I have to go and beat your fucking bare ass. Damn, here I go again, stumbling, mumbling. People always wanna go and have fun. I don't even understand why I really have to rap while people reprimand. Villains always wanna go and chase me all again. Have to go and do it. I told you that I've been so deep in disguise, deep in your eyes. People people always want to preach to you lies. I'm just trying to go and make you realize, because I'm super ill up on the microphone. People always want to talk but never really had to go and listen to the microphone. I said speak it, I want to go and break it down into a couple pieces. People always want to go and hide it under sheets. Is I don't give a fuck, break it all to pieces again.
And that was the first ever.
I did it, Mom.
Freestyle. You heard it here on the Day One podcast.
You know.
We'll have all his information. We've been having all his information on our videos because he did the outro for our song. So yes, we'll definitely have his SoundCloud. We'll have his IG, all of that shit. Make sure to follow our boy, Sam. And on top of that, make sure to follow us on IG.
Subscribe,
like, all that.
That's the peoples.
And what's your Instagram? Let the people know.
Samadelic. If you can't spell that, it's SamDelic. Samadelic.
Hell yeah.
And if you don't know, now you know.
Damn, that was fire, bro. That was fucking fire.
I hope so.
That was fucking fire.
So, Sam, sign any of these beautiful records. You need the Barbra Streisand, if you want.
I was looking at Barbra.
Yeah, hit her up. Whatever your signature, your tag, your hit up, whatever it is.
There you go.
Sweet, dude. So whenever you get famous, we can sell it for some profit.